Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Patrice Herman from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Actually had a little bit of a pop in the market here in the second half of the week. We'll talk about that, some other things as well. Well, first of all, give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, Chad, this has been actually green across the board as far as improvement for the week, so that's been nice. On the corn for the week, we're up on the September contract 1.5 cents for the week. Our Dease corn was up 1.75 cents for the week. Soybeans, nearby September board was up 2.25 for the week. November soybeans are up 4.5 cents for the week. Our KC September wheat was up 8 cents. And then our new crop July 18 wheat was up 4 for the week.
So talk about that trade this week, especially the second half of the week. It might have been light, but actually saw a little appreciation for once, huh?
Yeah, we did. One positive thing for especially wheat, we had 4 green finishes this week, and the second daily close was above the 10-day moving average, so that's a good sign. On Friday, the trading was light, but we're heading into a holiday weekend with no markets on Monday.
All right, so it kind of looks like the next big thing that's coming up for producers is going to be soybean harvest. What do we need to be thinking about with that, you know, coming, getting closer and closer, and how it relates to our marketing plan?
Yeah, so any soybeans that you're going to have to take to town here at harvest, and if you, for some reason, you know, you've got a little bunch out there, you know, 10%, 5%, whatever you might have that doesn't have any sort of protection on, or if you think your yields are going to be better than what you had originally thought, be thinking about what you want to do as far as protection goes. You know, usually, historically, we'll get some sort of pop in the market from a frost scare, you know, late August or early September. Bad part with that pop is it's short-lived, so be ready to either have your pricing targets in or have some sort of floor established put in there. Then, you know, come around October 1st, we'll have our complete harvest pressure, and that's usually when we see the low in the market on the soybeans. So as always, that we always preach is have a plan, decide what you want to do. 9 times out of 10, making a plan is going to be rewarding in the end, which leads me to my next point of start thinking about 2018 and how you want to reward yourself with targets and plans and that sort of thing there.
Now, you start talking about the next year's crop, and the first up will be the wheat crop, and you said starting October 1, you start doing some price averaging on wheat, huh?
Yeah, so just like everybody does on the corn and soybeans, we can do a price averaging contract on the winter wheat. We usually typically start that October 1st and roll it through March, and it works exactly the same way. It'll tick off every single trading day, and you'll get the average at the end.
All right, very good. So we get after the holiday here into the month of September. What do you think the trade will be focused on here over the next few weeks into harvest?
Yes, over the next few weeks, they're going to gradually move away from talking about weather and worrying about that and more into actually hearing what yields are coming in at. As the combines, you know, start rolling in Oklahoma, and then as we get into Kansas and obviously then up into Nebraska, we'll have a better idea of what kind of crop we got out there and direction in the markets.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the information. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, Patrice.
Thank you, Chad. Have a good weekend.
Again, we've been visiting with Patrice Herman from the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can always call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. And like she said, don't forget that Monday is a holiday. No trade on Monday. On the Rural Radio Network, that's the week's market recap. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.